Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about being thankful. Don't know about you, but man, sometimes I get guilty of just giving God my request of all the things I need Him to answer prayers for me. And yet, I think God, if I'm up there in heaven, sometimes He might, hey, Greg, could you maybe say thanks to me? Sometimes I have provided food for you to eat, shelter, a car to drive. I know it's almost 10 years old, but it's still running and it's paid for. You've got clothes to wear. You've got family. You have people that will claim you as a friend. So, you know, you're pretty blessed. And, you know, I say some of that tongue in cheek, but, you know, in all honesty, I want you to realize there is power, I believe, in being thankful. And I had heard and read an article recently by Joseph Prince. He is a pastor that is just a phenomenal communicator. It's built just, probably a 10,000 person church at least in Philippines. And I've listened to him on TV many times, a podcast. I get his daily grace inspiration email. And he talked about you can see the miraculous when you give thanks. And he based this off of the scripture, which most of us know, but Jesus, when the little boy, and he was speaking to thousands, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, and Jesus asked for the little boy's lunch because the disciples said, we got to feed all these people. They're getting hungry. Or maybe they're kind of like Brad Taylor. They get hangry, you know, hungry and angry. Brad's our producer here, does a phenomenal job for us, so got to give him a little bit of love there. Obviously, we just pick on the ones we love, but, you know, Jesus, the disciples are like, we got to feed them, Jesus, over 5,000 people here, and, you know, it wasn't like they could go to McDonald's and get a bunch of Happy Meals or whatever, so Jesus said, well, do we have anything? And they said, yeah, there's one little boy that his mom, of course, was super mom, and he had brought a lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish. And so, of course, Jesus gave thanks for them and then had them distributed. And obviously, you know, if you've been a follower of Jesus for a while, if you're not, I want to encourage you to go to the Bible, book of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. But they winded up distributing the food, and it was just amazing. What little they had, it was multiplied, and not only did the people eat as much as they wanted, there was 12 baskets full of leftovers. And, you know, God's been really teaching me a lot in this last few months of my life. Just been kind of a challenging season financially. And yet God has provided. He has just provided. And I've just tried to be more thankful. Just thanking for the little things. Like when I get in the shower in the morning and I have hot water. I usually don't do that. But I'm starting to appreciate those things so much more like that. And I think, you know, when we're thankful, just like Jesus was so thankful, he thanked the food that he had at least his little boy's lunch to work with. And I've been guilty a lot of times in my life not taking what God's got and working with it and asking Him to bless it. I'm more concerned about what I don't have and saying, you know, God, if you would just do this, then I could really be successful, or I could help people or bless people. And yet, I really thought through reading this article I read recently by Joseph Prince about being thankful that, you know, I need to look at what I have and be thankful, just like Jesus was that day, that even though all they had was a little boy's lunch with 5 loaves and 2 fish, He gave thanks, and look what God did with it. And I think it's a word today for somebody listening. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and be thankful. And, you know, I've just seen God do it over and over again in my life. I need to be reminded. That's why I'm sharing with you today. Most of the stuff when I take the 1 or 2 days a week on Hope Is Here that I speak, when I don't have a guest, it's stuff that God's usually dealing with in my heart or teaching me that I need to have an attitude of gratitude. And so I really believe with all my heart that somebody out there today is listening, don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and work with it. Work with what you do have, and you'll be amazed at what God can do. And He could do just like what He did with the little boy's lunch with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they fed thousands. And not only that, they had leftovers. I can remember when I was a kid, my mom, by maybe Thursday or Friday, we'd have a little bit of leftovers from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's meals, and she would just warm those things up and just say, you know, you guys can't pig out tonight. We're just going to eat leftovers, so there's enough for everybody to have some, but, you know, let's share. Everybody get some, and then if there's some left over, you can have a second helping or whatever, and we never went hungry at our house. But you know what was amazing? A lot of times we still would have some food left over. And because we weren't so obnoxious, because we learned to be thankful for what we had, we said a prayer, and, you know, my mom just gave us a heads up. Hey, you know, we've got enough here, but let's don't just overindulge at the beginning. And I think it's just a great principle for our lives, no matter whether you're 12 years old, like, you know, I can remember when this was happening back then, or whether you're 52 like I am now, to be thankful for what you have and just watch how God can do it. I think a lot of times about a tube of toothpaste and how, man, I try to squeeze every little bit I can get out of it. And it's just amazing. The more you squeeze and get that thing tight, how you can maybe get another day or two out of it, brushing your teeth, you know, 2 to 3 times. And, you know, I think so many times we don't thank God for what we do have. We're focused on what we want next or that we need more. And I just think that God wants us to say, hey, I am your protector and I'm your provider. Thank me for what I've done, and I want to do more. Think about also the impossible situation when Jesus stood outside of Lazarus' tomb, and, you know, he had died. Of course, Mary and Martha were not too happy about it, and they were upset at Jesus and said, you know, if you would have been here, Lord, that he would not have passed away. But Jesus, you know, before they took the stone away, he just stood outside Lazarus' tomb and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. He lifted his eyes up to heaven. Then he proceeded to call forth Lazarus, and he came alive once more. And so I think it's a reminder for some of us today. Maybe you look at your meager balance that you've got in your checking account, and you just say, Lord, I thank you for that. And then you just say, God, you are my protector and my provider. And that's what's kind of been my simple prayer for the past 6 years since I left a very well-paying salary job with benefits and have stepped out in faith and done several ministry things that God's blessed me to be a part of, and got to fulfill a childhood dream doing a sports talk radio show for 3 years. And, you know, even though I was hoping it would even go to a higher level, it didn't. But you know what? God used that experience from doing sports talk radio for 3 years to be able to know how to do Hope Is Here and what was involved in preparing to do a daily radio program. And so God never wastes anything in our lives if we will allow him to. And so for a while I was a little bitter, to be honest, that the sports talk radio show didn't work out. But now as I look back after not doing that for a year, an opportunity came open at the station here, and they used to own another AM talk radio station that gave me an opportunity to do the sports radio program and said, we know your heart beats for ministry. We have a 15-minute program during the lunch hour, and we were looking for a really good local program and wondered if you might have an interest in doing something. And then about that time, a friend of mine that I'd done his wedding about 10 years before that, unfortunately, committed suicide with 2 little girls, 5 and 7. And so God was preparing all these things in place, because from the sports talk radio show experience to doing this guy's wedding 10 years before to, unfortunately, him taking his life. And about 2 to 3 weeks before he did that, Benson Gregory, the general manager, calling me to see if I would be interested in this 12:45 to 1 p.m. slot. And so the rest is history now. Hope Is Here is on you know, other radio stations, and the podcasts are being listened to all over the country in 7 foreign different countries. And God never wastes a hurt. And as much as it grieves me for my friend that took his own life, and his precious little girls, 5 and 7, don't have a dad anymore at 37 years old. He's gone, and nobody saw it coming. I'm not going to let that go in vain. And I want to give hope every day to people to not give up and know that God is still on the throne, that he loves you. And I don't know anybody that's really where they thought they would be at whatever season of life you're in. But, you know, I'm thank God that, you know, I'm not where I used to be, and that in spite of a lot of mistakes and unwise decisions that I've made in my life, that he loves me and that he's blessed me. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I love that it says all things, not most things, not some things, but all things, both the good and bad. And, you know, if we did make some bad decisions, we wouldn't know what good decisions are. And sometimes people get upset with what's going on in our world and want to blame God. But, you know, I'm thankful that God gives us free will and gives us an opportunity to be thankful, to say thanks, and to let us be reminded that he is our provider. If things went well all the time, if we're honest, we would do what, you know, the word ego. I love the acronym. I heard Mike Bro say it one time, the former pastor at Southland Christian, say, you know, when we start getting an ego about certain areas in our life, ego stands for edging God out. E-G-O, edging God out. And a lot of times when I've gotten successful in life, I've done that. And yet this Hope Is Here program, I wouldn't do it if I didn't really believe that Jesus was our hope. That's, I believe with all my heart, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that all things are possible with him. I love that, you know, the Bible tells us that with man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And I want to encourage you today, no matter what circumstance you're going in, that you can be thankful that God has not forgotten you. And you've heard me say it numerous times over the past 6 months, but my brother's example, when he got fired at the University of South Carolina, and the text he sent me was, one, I got let go. Two, I'm okay. Number three, God is still on the throne. And so I love that, that he could trust him even in the most humiliating moment of his life. And yet, you know what? God has restored him and his family, and he's blessed. And Romans 15:13 is what we base this ministry off of. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 15:13. And you know what? I think part of that is started out of an attitude of gratitude, just being thankful for whatever it is you have. And most of the times when I'm not thankful is when I get into the dangerous game of comparing. When I compare my circumstances to other people. And you know, one of two things happen when you play the compare game. Number one, you'll have it better in some areas of your life than other people, whatever that is, whether your health's better, your car's nicer, you live in a better neighborhood, you know, so to speak, or your children do better academically or athletically, your job's better, your position. You know what? What happens then? One could be pride. Or if your circumstances aren't as good in some of those areas that I just mentioned, then you get envious. So when we compare the game, play the compare game, when we try to measure up our lives compared to other people around us, then somebody's always going to have it better than us, or somebody's always going to have it worse. So you can't get too high when you have great things or too low when things are going rough, because just like the seasons we have, winter, spring, summer, fall with our weather, same thing happens in our life. There's going to be times of winter, cold and darkness. Spring, you know, man, it starts, things start to come back alive. Summer, it's beautiful. Things are green and, you know, we can drive with our windows down and it's beautiful. Then the fall comes. It's still pretty nice, but we know winter's coming. So just like that, there's seasons in our life. But I would encourage you, whatever season you are today, to be thankful and to thank God for all that he's done for you and that he is your protector and your provider. I believe that there's great power in that, and I want to encourage you today. The Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver, and it doesn't mean just with your finances, whatever it is. Maybe you've got a shirt or something that you know God wants you to give a neighbor or a family member. Do that, and I really believe that you will be blessed. Well, that's all we've got time for today, but I hope you'll join me again tomorrow for Hope Is Here. I'm Greg Horn.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.